Hi guys, can you hear me okay? Excellent, I think we can get underway. My name is Ben Chamberlain, I'm the Chief Product and Marketing Officer at UMT. It's my pleasure today to talk you through a session on benefits realization. We actually have four sessions in this format, which is a great format of 20 minutes, sort of bite-sized portions, on financial intelligence and application portfolio management. So today we're going to talk about financial intelligence and focus on benefits realization. So let's jump in. What I thought I'd first do is just set the scene with some overarching problems, and then we'll drill into benefits realization. So, despite significant investments over the last decade or so, PPM is really failing to deliver the anticipated results. Now, industry analysts don't agree on necessarily the exact stats, but they all agree there's a problem. We see here the Standish Group saying that 18% of projects are failing outright. We see the Standish Group saying that 43% of projects are coming in late or over budget. Gartner actually say that one out of three completed projects experience significant cost overruns, and the good old PMI also agree that 33% of projects are not, or 33% of the business value is not being realized through projects. Okay. Now, UMT has been working in the PPM space for a long time, and our research shows that today companies are at risk of needlessly or not effectively utilizing around 35% of their capital budget, and at a risk at failing to deliver 46% of the planned business value from their portfolio. And when I think about that, one of the main reasons to me is we're simply not viewing projects as business investments. Today's PMO tends to be more focused on some of the tactical aspects of a project, resource management, schedule management, issues risk management, and so forth. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not downplaying the importance of those metrics and those activities. All I am saying is if we believe these things to be business investments, we have to up-level the importance of financial management and financial intelligence. Does that make sense? I'm seeing a few heads nodding. Excellent. So if you do that, one of the best things to do is more effectively integrate your financial management capabilities with your PPM, so you're able to gauge the economic impact of underperforming projects and take corrective action. One of the barriers of entry that we definitely see is the use of inadequate tools to integrate financial management and PPM, Excel, ERP systems, even PPM systems themselves. Who's using Excel today to manage any financial aspects of their project from initiation through to completion? I was expecting to see a number of hands raised there. So there's nothing wrong with that, but it's difficult to manage, you know, disconnected, error prone, difficult to govern, report against, and so forth. ERP systems. A lot of people today using ERP systems to manage their project financials. You know, it's still the system of record and should be treated so. But it really is designed for the finance team. It's not designed to provide the PPM teams with the financial views that they need. Even PPM systems, traditional PPM systems, you know, they're designed for strong execution-orientated project and portfolio management capabilities, but often lack the sophistication needed to effectively manage project and financial controls. Agree with that? Excellent. So this is where UMT 360 comes in. It simply looks at eliminating the need for Excel and better connecting your ERP system and your PPM system to provide integrated project and portfolio financial controls across the entire life cycle. When I think about UMT 360, when it's being applied to the project portfolio, it's helping you build that investment governance controls across the life cycle, managing cost, managing benefits, managing other financial structures that you need. It's helping you to build more reliable and accurate business cases and improve portfolio selection. It's also helping you more effectively track costs, look at variance analysis, and actually move away from a kind of annual planning mode of financial management into a more agile, dynamic plan. And actually, Frank LaRocca, standing in the back of the room today, will be doing a session at 1:45 tomorrow where he looks at this concept of dynamic planning and the power that can bring to the table. So you see the different sort of ready-to-go modules that come out of the box of UMT 360, really spanning the whole gambit of financial management. But today we're going to really focus on benefits realization. So we're doing it in a kind of reverse order, but that was just due to the scheduling that was provided to it. So we're going to focus on benefits realization. So as said in the abstract, what I think we see today is that really the business case tends to be only used once in the project's life cycle. right, used to secure the funds, is rarely used to go back and see whether the project delivered the anticipated benefits. So who today has established or is establishing a benefits realization framework? Excellent. So I would say 5% of you. Who today is integrating benefits within their business case? Okay, brilliant. So let's jump in. The purpose of these sessions is more to demo than slides. So let's jump into the first demo. So here you're looking at UMT 360 on top of Project Server. Seamless extends Project Server to provide the financial views. Important to have the integrated financial views within your planning and execution system. Here you see the different ready-to-go modules that I described earlier, or what we call appliances. We're going to focus on benefits realization. So for many of our customers, it's really all about reporting. So we're going to always start at dashboards and work our way down. This dashboard here is really looking at 2014, or you can choose the year, and looking at the portfolio level, whether you're achieving the benefits. What we can see here is different lines of businesses. I can even go down and drill down within my benefit structure here. This is level 2 within the structure, and look specifically at revenue growth, expense reduction, compliance, versus across all the categories. So I can scroll down here and see how we're performing. You can see that we're slightly under from a benefits realization perspective. Our forecast and actuals are under what the planned benefits were. I can even look at that from an all-year perspective as well. And those charts will change. So we're getting a high-level indication that, for at least for 2014 and all years here, we're not achieving the planned benefits. We can drill down here now and see the worst performing projects at the highest level for the period selected. I'm just going to stick with the first one and drill down within this view. So here we're looking at the project Dynamics CRM, a report for that particular project. And again, we can see that it's definitely significantly underperforming from an actual or forecast benefits versus the plans. And I can drill down in many areas. Even have this ability to track lots of metrics. I'm not going to go into the details. We don't have time today. But we can drill down and see where we're falling short. For the year to date, for 2014, we're about 20% under. Across all years, from the forecast perspective, we're around 33% under. So let's go down now and take a look at the project itself. So go to the project record. We're going to open up into, obviously, the familiar workflow status view in Project Server. The first thing to note is, you know, UMT 360 provides workflow visualization capabilities. So we're seeing that workflow graphically, and you can see that we're actually in the evaluation period. We've executed, completed. We're now in the evaluation or post-evaluation period for this particular project. So you get the opportunity to integrate your benefits across the life cycle. So I'm not going to step through all the phases, but in the define here is where you build a high-level business case. We want to consolidate our financial benefits at a high level here. You go into the select gate, where you're going to look at running portfolio analysis, selecting the best candidates based on available budget and resources, before you move into detailed planning. In the detailed planning, maybe you're going to drill down to the next level of detail in how you capture cost, how you capture benefits. Maybe you capture yearly in define, and quarterly, how we set this demo up in plan, before locking down and approving the projects and moving into execution. So let's take a look at that. One of the key things that UMT 360 does is it has the ability to snapshot any data at any point in time in the project, so financial and non-financial metadata. So a snapshot would be taken at this second decision point as we step through the workflow, and a snapshot would be taken at this decision point as we step through the workflow. So if I generate this business case review report here, it's basically going to show how our estimates evolved, both from a cost and both from a benefit perspective, through the life of the project. Phase one was our select gate. Phase two represents our plan gate. Notice here that our benefits are around 6.7 million and actually increased to 8 million in the second phase in the detailed estimate, which is increased by around 30%. But from a total cost perspective, it actually increased by 67%, and that had a knock-on effect on our ROI, our strategic value, our strategic yield metrics that we're measuring here. I can then drill down. We're not looking at cost today, but let's take a look at the benefits coming from this project within its business case. And we can see how it's broken down by department. You can map the benefits back to the department that it's impacting or allocate them back. We can even look at the difference in the payback periods, comparing cumulative cost against cumulative benefits from phase one, phase two. So lots of intelligence as you drill down from the portfolio level, program level, project level itself. So let's take a look. We don't spend too much time in the sort of data entry views, but let's take a look at where the benefits are captured. Here we have the ability to have a seamlessly integrated benefits estimate web part within Project Server here. And there's many things that I can do. So we get to control the level of information that's captured. It's being required at quarterly level and at level four. But early in the project's life, maybe you're capturing it by year at a more granular level across those three benefit categories that we looked at earlier, revenue growth, expense reduction, compliance, and so forth. I'll return to quarters and back to level four. There's also integrated multi-currency capabilities. If you want to look at breaking out your financial benefits by different currencies too, that's fine. Now, we also saw in those reports how to allocate benefits back to the funding sources. So you can do this in multiple ways. The way this particular demonstration is set up, I can simply map the percentage back to different funding sources, IT, finance, and other departments that have been defined in your hierarchical structure here. That's one way of doing it. That's on a percentage basis. The other way is I'd manually break it down by allocation center within the grid itself. So you see where that information is coming from. So next, let's go to benefits tracking. So we've gone beyond the standard execution period of the project, and now we're able to bring in web parts to help you track and reforecast financial data, in this case looking at benefit information. Here you see that we have the latest results coming for Q2 2014. What UMT360 has is a data import module that allows you to pull the information in from other systems, or of course you can manually enter it into this view here. This is a status report, so someone can come in responsible for this, enter the information, simply submit the report, and it's routed for approval based on the workflow that you need. And then, of course, that report is archived, so we can go back in time and see the different status reports. Here we're tracking benefits on a quarterly basis. You can track benefits on different granularities of your choosing. For example, the demo I'll show next, we'll look at costs being tracked on a monthly granularity, and here we're tracking benefits beyond the life of the project on a quarterly granularity. Now, not everyone is looking to reforecast benefits. Maybe just capturing the actuals is good enough for starter point. But if you want to look at reforecasting benefits too, you can certainly do that. So here you can see I can't obviously change the past benefits for the previous periods, but I can reforecast the remaining benefits. So it's a very elegant module. Maybe we'll look at this more in the second demo today, where you can actually manage these status reports, send the reports out to people, they're completed, and once the reports are completed, build your management reports. Some of the reports I showed you earlier. So I think you get an idea for how you're maintaining benefit estimates, actuals, and potentially forecast information. But for me, that's not the only part of benefits realization. If we think of benefits realization as activities that occur beyond the life of the project, we also want to look at other metrics. And what's interesting is UMT360 provides a survey engine that allows you to build different surveys to derive different scores. So in the business case, we're looking at strategic value, risk, other surveys you see here. You can simply use surveys to do things like lessons learned. So very easy to build a survey, any survey, any number of surveys of your choosing, integrate them with the governance controls. In this case, this lessons learned survey only displays when the project's completed, obviously. And the users will come in, complete the survey. It's going to derive a score. It's going to give you some metrics around the project beyond its life that you can use to evaluate. So is this all making sense so far? So what we looked at was we drilled down from the portfolio level to a project. We looked at the ability to be able to track benefits at a project level. That's certainly an option. What we see a number of our customers doing too is obviously estimating projects at the project level, but choosing to track benefits at an aggregate level, maybe at an investment program level. Okay, and that's the flexibility that UMT360 defines. You have the ability to build your hierarchies, whether it's portfolios, programs, projects, sub-projects, and flow data through based on those relationships. So I'm not going to spend too much time here, but I go to this associations view. You basically have the ability to see which program this project is mapped to. So you can map to anything that any entity that this project is impacting. Here we just have the program that it's impacting. And I'm now going to the program itself. This program is a living, breathing entity in its own right. It has a separate workflow. It has top-down information. If we look here, we're actually capturing high-level program benefits during the creation of that program. Here you just see the top-down estimates or benefit estimates for that program. And we have the ability to aggregate financial information, both cost and benefit, from the supporting projects. So if I look at the association's view here, obviously this program is made up of multiple projects. And here you see all the projects, including the one we were just looking at, which is the CRM, which projects are mapping to this program. And then I can choose to actually track the benefits at an aggregate level. So a lot of flexibility in the tool. And of course, there's reporting enabled here all over. Now, these are pretty short sessions, as I'm realizing. So we're only about 3 minutes away from the conclusion of the first. So that's as far as I really take it from a software demonstration perspective. We'll go back to slides. Perfect. So this slide really looks at how to integrate project financial intelligence within your organization. As with any kind of major project, it's worth taking a phased approach. Although these necessarily don't have to be in this order, this is the order that we see many customers taking. The first step is to establish that financial management foundation. What does that mean? Establish your financial structures, cost, benefit, your investment governance, controls. And integrate that within your PPM system, your planning and execution system. It's very important to have all the metadata related to your strategic initiatives or your initiatives within one place. Having done that, the next step potentially is to integrate with your systems of record, right? Obviously, the ERP system plays a very important role in providing the actual cost information for the project. And another step we see here is PMO is then looking to automate their management reports. I mean, how long, I'm not going to pick on one person, but how long does it take today to create your management reports from a status reporting perspective once you've locked them down? Let's say you're reporting on a monthly. How long does it take your teams to do? Maybe Ville, what do you see? I will pick on one person. Ville, what do you see?
We're using
not long at all. Perfect. Yeah, excellent. So, I know Frank LaRocca, who'll be talking, I'm going to pick on Frank again, Frank LaRocca, who'll be talking tomorrow. You know, one of the problems his teams had originally was managing financials to such a level, it took a lot of time to build the reports, and it was taking away from their ability to analyze and take corrective action. So having that data standardized, being able to automate the management reports, just simply allows the PMO to focus on more strategic things versus building the reports. Next. And this is the sort of genesis behind Frank's session, is the ability to analyze and optimize capital spend. So use that variance analysis to put into play what Frank calls a sweep process, the ability to dynamically reallocate funds based on the overall project performance to always continuously maximize the value, the ROI you're getting from your portfolio. And Frank's session will go very deep into that. And of course, we just looked at potentially how to establish a benefits realization framework. Again, you don't have to do it in this sequential order, but this is just an example. Does that make sense? And what we see, and this is a sort of average, but what we see once organizations look to adopt project financial intelligence or portfolio financial intelligence capabilities, they're increasing the ROI from their portfolios by around 12%, which is significant. So we took a quick look at UMT 360 just from a benefits perspective. Now, UMT 360 is one of the only enterprise portfolio management system on the market today that is built on SharePoint and seamlessly integrates with Project Server to provide that financial intelligence across your project portfolio. But it is built on SharePoint with integration in Project, meaning you can apply these capabilities across what I call any storage object in SharePoint, list, site, even an EPT in Project Server. It's compatible with both 2010 and 2013, which is key. And what I hope you saw in the demonstration is how well integrated, how seamlessly integrated it is. And the end user experience is very easy, especially if you're obviously using SharePoint and Project today. So we're at the announcement stage. If, and I hope many of you guys are involved in our passport context, our learning experience, you should have a booklet. If not, we'll hand them out now, and you can get a stamp. The idea is that you can attend one of any sessions across four streams: customer case studies. This is the PPM learning sessions, which you've already attended one, so you're going to stamp for that. Demos at our booth, as well as education sessions, such as the Gartner session we have tomorrow with Donna Fitzgerald, which is going to be a great session. You get a stamp for each one of those. Enter to win an Xbox. So if you don't have one of these, we'll hand them around, and we'll get a stamp from the UMT team. So with that, any questions? Tom. Yeah, it's a good question. I didn't showcase that in the demonstration, but it is certainly possible. And again, it depends on how you're looking to manage those. Sometimes it's difficult to equate what those soft benefits will be, capture them from a time phase perspective in terms of how you're going to capture, I don't know, customer satisfaction. I mean, how are you going to break that down on a time phase basis? So we see people actually doing that in kind of a survey on steroids, where they're able to say this could improve by X, almost like the strategic impact survey you get in Project Server, and then just aggregating that information, or actually not aggregating, mapping that integration back to a program so you can see all the projects impacting customer satisfaction. That's one way. Now, if you do get to the level where you can say, okay, I know we're measuring customer satisfaction in whatever the metric is, the percentage or whatever, we do provide the ability to convert that back to a financial metric if needed to. But this is kind of going to the next level. But it is possible to do it. It's the long answer.
You're looking at your anticipated project cost, your estimated project cost. Is there any differentiation between costs that are maybe closer term versus further out? So that as especially on a long project where we're learning more about the work as we go, so that I would take a look at that and say, well, I'm seeing the cost versus the benefit, but that cost is maybe a little bit fuzzy because it's only done with an
So can that cost estimate evolve over time as more intelligence? Yeah, we'll look at cost tracking next, and this cost estimating is actually on the Wednesday session, but maybe we can look at that today as well. But yeah, we have the ability to capture the cost estimates and look at how they change over time, right? So the simple example we have in this demonstration environment is we have a high-level business case, and we say, okay, well, we know that the numbers are going to be pretty fuzzy, right? You move into the detailed planning, and maybe you drill down into, you're at the quarterly view, and then you drill down to the monthly view, right? And that was that snapshot. So we can then see we can compare, the first business case against the detailed business case and see how things evolve. But even more than that, we're constantly looking at our estimating accuracy. So even when we're executing the project forecast costs, we can go back and look at what our phase one estimates were versus our phase two estimates to build up that organizational intelligence to say that when I get to this first funding gate, this department is actually plus or minus 30% accurate, in terms of their estimating. We can hedge that into the decision making. So yeah, you can do that. It's up to how you define it. So what I showed today was both actually. We're capturing costs and benefits at the project level, and they can be aggregated to other levels. And we showed a program, but so you have the ability to do it, which way you're choosing. But again, one of the ways we're seeing customers do it today, and something that Donna Fitzgerald will talk about tomorrow in her session, is looking at investment programs, right? Using that as a way of, saying this is the target benefits, and then generating projects. From that, you can see which ones are tying back to it and actually tracking the benefits at the aggregate level rather than tracking the benefits at the project level. I think that's the problem in IT for a while, is how do you really track benefits of an enhancement project at the project level? You really need to roll it up to a higher level, right? And the title, the word accountability was in the title of this presentation. Even just establishing that benefits realization framework, and Frank says it's better than me, it gives the PMO teeth, right? It gives the ability to go back and look how well am I estimating, or are you just trying to justify these projects? And actually drives better accountability and instills better estimating or encourages people to put more thought into their estimating. Okay, with that, I think we can call it a close. We're going to kick off again in about 15 minutes by the looks of things, and we'll look at financial tracking and variance analysis. So thanks for sharing.